With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana's mining city inches closer and closer to having a final Superfund deal for the cleanup of the Butte Hill and Urban Creek corridors, but the ink still isn't quite dry. Nora Sachs reports.
Today was the latest deadline for when the parties in charge of Butte Superfund cleanup were supposed to finish hammering out the last details of the legally binding deal, but they're not going to meet it. The negotiating parties include the Environmental Protection Agency, the state, Butte Silver Bow County, and former oil company Atlantic Richfield. The final deal, or consent decree, will spell out exactly who is doing what and paying for each remaining puzzle piece of Butte's extensive mine waste cleanup, which has been ongoing for more than 30 years. Earlier this week, a spokesperson with EPA Region 8 said the agency anticipated the consent decree parties would reach the Friday deadline and put their pens down. But this afternoon, EPA stated in an email that the parties requested additional time to address a handful of unresolved technical issues, and they now have until mid-next week to finish the negotiations. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Historical Society is interested in the cabin where the Unabomber lived after a Washington, D.C. museum announced plans to return it to the FBI next year, its current owner. The Independent Record reported yesterday that Theodore Kaczynski's cabin has been on display in museums since 2008, but the museum is expected to close at the end of the year amid financial issues. The FBI plans to display the cabin at a museum called FBI Experience, but the Montana Historical Society hopes to somehow bring the cabin back to the state. Democrats in the Flathead Valley will select three candidates next week to replace House Representative Zach Perry, who resigned in September. As MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, Flathead County Commissioners will select the new House District 3 representative early next month.
Perry resigned last month so he could return to school to get his master's degree in education. Because Perry resigned, his seat in the Montana House of Representatives will remain with the Democratic Party. House District 3 includes Columbia Falls, Hungry Horse, and the North Fork of the Flathead River. The Flathead County Democratic Central Committee is scheduled to meet on October 15th in Kalispell to vote on three candidates. A fourth candidate did throw their hat in the ring but withdrew. Later this month, Flathead County Commissioners will select from Debo Powers, Jill Roxand, and Jean Marcille. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana authorities say a 57-year-old Laurel woman whose body was found in a wooded ravine was strangled to death. The cause of Lori Bray's October 1st death was included in charging documents against 22-year-old Diego Thomas Hernandez, who has been charged with deliberate homicide. The Billing Gazette reports Hernandez appears Thursday before a justice of the peace who set bond at $500,000. His public defender did not immediately return a call for comment today. Prosecutors say additional charges are possible as investigators receive test results from evidence. Democrats in the Flathead Valley will select three candidates next week to replace House Representative Zach Perry, who resigned in September. As MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, Flathead County Commissioners will select the new House District 3 representative early next month.
Perry resigned last month so he could return to school to get his master's degree in education. Because Perry resigned, his seat in the Montana House of Representatives will remain with the Democratic Party. House District 3 includes Columbia Falls, Hungry Horse, and the North Fork of the Flathead River. The Flathead County Democratic Central Committee is scheduled to meet on October 15th in Kalispell to vote on three candidates. A fourth candidate did throw their hat in the ring but withdrew. Later this month, Flathead County Commissioners will select from Debo Powers, Jill Roxand, and Jean Marcille. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana authorities say a 57-year-old Laurel woman whose body was found in a wooded ravine was strangled to death. The cause of Lori Bray's October 1st death was included in charging documents against 22-year-old Diego Thomas Hernandez, who has been charged with deliberate homicide. The Billing Gazette reports Hernandez appears Thursday before a justice of the peace who set bond at $500,000. His public defender did not immediately return a call for comment today. Prosecutors say additional charges are possible as investigators receive test results from evidence. Sophia Stewart Rossi, Montana Public Radio.